It's WMFO Medford. It's 11 a.m., and you know what that means. I'm Mike. I'm out of here. And she's Sue, and she's in here.
I'm in.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any friggin' sense at all. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Mike.
I'm not being polite because I'm sick as a dog.
I know.
And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel like a prune. How do I know what a prune feels like?
I don't know, because you're Jewish.
Sure. Is that got to do with... never mind. I don't want to even
Jews
go there.
Jews eat prunes. That's all I'm going to say. I'm Jewish, too, so I'm allowed to say
we
it.
We like them.
I love them.
Yes.
Can I tell you something? This is a secret. Now everyone's going to know. I keep a container of prunes by my desk, and that is my snack. It's my healthy snack.
Mm-hmm. Are they pitted?
Of course.
Of course. I mean, because why would you want to have to deal with the pit?
No, they're the pits.
We're talking about prunes in the air. So this is going to be your last show for a little while, man.
Yeah. So I'm having knee surgery on Monday. It almost didn't happen because... there's an IV fluid shortage. I don't know if you know this, but because of the hurricanes, a plant in North Carolina had way reduced production on these IV fluids. And so I didn't know until yesterday that my surgery was going to go forward. It was a nail biter. So anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they have been like postponing surgeries and stuff. But I had, you know, work worked out and all my, you know, insurance and disability and all that stuff. So... I'm glad it's going to work out.
And you get some time off from work? That's the best thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Although, and we haven't said what your surgery's for. I mean,
I'm having knee replacement.
Oh, I thought it was a brain.
I already replaced.
Okay.
I got that one from Abby Normal.
Oh, you're dating yourself.
Yeah. Who else will date me?
I don't know. You don't need it. You're married.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I will. You will hear me because I'm going to put some shows together. So you will hear them,
okay.
But I won't be physically here during them.
We'll miss you.
I'll miss you, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I counted on the way up 39 stairs to get up here.
I always wondered that.
39. So it's going to be a while till I can climb those stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I can barely climb them now before my surgery.
It gets tougher, doesn't it?
They need to put in an elevator or they're going to lose half their DJs.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on the air today with your show, last one for a while?
Well, since I'm going to be under the covers for about 6 weeks... I'm going to play all cover songs today.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That's a DJ thing.
I guess. I don't know. So, yeah. Uh-huh. So, when in doubt, play cover songs.
Okay.
I collect them, as you know. Yeah. And I haven't done a cover song show in about 6 months, so it's time.
Do you remember what you asked me to start with?
Yes, number one there.
Yes, but what's the song, though?
Oh, so you'll hear it. It's a cover of Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Huh, pretty cool.
Yep. So... Of course, Something About the Women, 91.5 WMFO.
This is not goodbye. It's
in
just
Medford.
So long.
See you
soon. All right, I'm Mike. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Sue and Something About the Women on WMFO in Medford. So long, Sue.
Baby. first I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong. I learned how to carry on. Should have made you leave your key. If I thought for just 1 minute you'd be back to bother me. All right, now go. Walk out the door. Don't turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Did I crumble? Did I stumble? Did I break down the night? I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. It took all the strength I had not to fall apart. Kept trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. And then I felt so sorry. I felt so sorry for myself. I used to cry. But now I hold my head up high. If you see me, I'm not that timid little person who's still in love with you. So you felt like dropping in and you expect me to be free. But I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. All right, now go. Walk out the door. Don't hang around now. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Did I stumble and I crumble? Did I break down and die? Oh no, not I will survive. Just as long as I have heart enough, you know I'll stay alive. I've got all my love to live and I got all my life to give. I will survive, I will survive, I will survive. Did you think we'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right. Wrapping up our, excuse me, our first set with a bunch of covers of songs from the 70s. That was Elle King and Miranda Lambert doing Tumbling Dice, of course a hit for the Rolling Stones, but also for Linda Ronstadt. And that came out on a album of covers called Stone Cold Country. So artists covering country songs. Country covering other songs. That makes sense, right? Okay. Amy Winehouse did Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Is obviously penned by Carole King, big hit for Aretha Franklin, and that was from her album Lioness, Hidden Treasures from 2011. We heard Sammy Miller and the Congregation doing Killing Me Softly, big hit for Roberta Flack in the 70s. We also heard Melanie with Bo Jarrod doing I Will Survive, a very interesting cover of I Will Survive with kind of a flamenco guitar going on. And that was released, it was one of her last releases because she passed away earlier this year, I believe. I was supposed to have her on the show and then she died. I felt so terrible. Anyway, that came out in 2024. And we started it all with Alison Krauss covering Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. And that is from a compilation called Just Because I'm a Woman. And it's all kinds of artists covering Dolly Parton. All right, it's 11:25. You're listening to Something About the Women. And is it too soon to say I just caught Mike's cold? I'm not talking right. Let's continue with the cover song so you don't have to listen to my raspy voice. Here's Betty LeVette covering Springsteen here on Something About the Women.
Couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable, even to myself. Saw my reflection in a window. I didn't know my own face. Oh, brother, you're gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia. I walked the avenue till my legs felt like stone. I heard the voices of my friends vanished and gone. At night I hear the blood coursing through my veins, just as black and whispering as a cold, cold rain in the streets of Philadelphia. Awake, and I can feel myself slowly slipping away. Oh, receive me, my brother, with your faithless kiss, or else we're gonna leave each other all alone right here like this on the streets of Philadelphia. Thank you. streets of Philadelphia, in the city of brotherly love. Ooh, my, 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 my. On the streets of Philadelphia. Ooh, my, my, my. Ooh, my, my, my.
Right now, turn like a wheel inside. Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Nobody ever loved me like he loved me. Yes, he loved me. Yes, he did. And if somebody ever really loved me like he loved me, then they guess nobody ever really done me like he done me. He done me good.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
seen a face. I can't forget the time or place where we just met. He's just the boy for me. I want all the world to see we've met. Day, I might have looked the other way and I would never be aware. But as it is, I'll dream of him tonight.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I said I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I ain't got me no
All right. Carolyn Wonderland doing On the Road Again. That's the Canned Heat song, not the Willie Nelson song. That's from a compilation called Even More Songs of Route 66 From Here to There. Before that, Val Story did I've Just Seen a Face, Beatles song. And before that, another Beatles song, Phoebe Snow doing Don't Let Me Down from It Looks Like Snow from 1976. The Staple Singers, oddly covering the Talking Heads, which I think is fantastic, doing Slippery People. And that came out in 1984 on their album Turning Point. And we heard Betty LaVette starting us off with Streets of Philadelphia, a Bruce Springsteen song from a movie called Philadelphia, starring Tom Hanks. All right, it's 11:47, just about to be 11:48 here at 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Sue. This is Something About the Women, and I am doing cover songs today. And cover songs gives you an opportunity to hear songs that you know by artists you might not know. It's a lot of fun to explore and find different folks that maybe you haven't heard before. Here's one that I just got to see for the first time over at City Winery in Boston. Here's Victoria, Victoria. You're listening to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.